Pandemic Legacy Season 1 versus Season 0. Which campaign should you buy first? Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Start with Season 1. Season 0 is an excellent spy thriller design with more systems and a better fit for a group already comfortable with Pandemic Legacy's calendar, hidden information, and irreversible choices. Pandemic Legacy seasons can look like one obvious shelf until product codes, formats, standalone boxes, expansions, and deluxe treatments begin competing for the same budget. This guide starts where the table starts. The group names a reader, recorder, component keeper, and rules owner before opening any secret material. The cabinet's test is whether sealed dossiers, permanent changes, and a calendar convert cooperative logistics into a private television season for one table. We sort the verified products by that experience, then show the setup, strategy, warnings, and stopping point that keep a promising first purchase from becoming an expensive pile. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The short answer: which Pandemic Legacy season should you buy? Start with Season 1. Season 0 is an excellent spy thriller design with more systems and a better fit for a group already comfortable with Pandemic Legacy's calendar, hidden information, and irreversible choices. The first table job is simple. The group names a reader, recorder, component keeper, and rules owner before opening any secret material. Every later box must solve a limitation that appeared during real play. For Pandemic Legacy seasons, the useful question is not which carton is largest. It is whether the product supports the player's learning curve, session length, and signature decision you actually want to repeat. Campaigns contain irreversible components and spoilers. Retail links are exact title Amazon pages. Rules and compatibility claims are anchored to the linked editorial sources. What does playing Pandemic Legacy seasons actually feel like? Season 1 turns disease control into an escalating disaster serial. Season 0 turns network building and covert movement into a spy season. Use the prologue or opening rules exactly as written and appoint one person to read only the instructed card or dossier. Campaign mastery is disciplined uncertainty. Solve the month in front of you without exhausting tools the story may need later. The lasting hook is that sealed dossiers, permanent changes, and a calendar convert cooperative logistics into a private television season for one table. The game comes alive when a learner stops following a phase chart and makes a choice the rest of the table must respect. First session rule play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. How should the first box be assembled, staged, and taught? Set up, create sealed storage for opened and unopened material, photograph the end state and write role and rules changes in a shared log. Teaching plan, schedule the next two sessions before opening the first dossier. Campaign momentum is a real component. Before cleanup, photograph sealed boxes, calendar, board, role files, campaign log, decks, and the exact stop point protected from spoilers. That becomes the group's honest reset reference and makes the second session faster without adding another accessory. The first teach succeeds when everyone performs the signature decision before the host gives a history lecture. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? Season 1 is catastrophe and discovery. Season 0 is espionage and system density. The strongest board game geek and forum comparisons keep returning to on-ramp quality, system density, narrative tone, scheduling, permanence, replay limits, and campaign administration. Those practical differences outlast launch week declarations that one box simply wins. Read the Matrix as a table fit tool for Pandemic Legacy seasons. Theme earns the first play, while repeatable pacing and a tolerable host load earn permanent shelf space. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Start Pandemic Legacy, Season 1, the best first legacy campaign for most groups. Add next Pandemic Legacy, Season 0, the more intricate spy campaign follow-up. Only if Pandemic, the repeatable cooperative foundation, the stopping rule matters. Season 0 adds systems that make it a poor universal first campaign. Used copies may be partially consumed. An Amazon page proves that a listing exists. It does not prove that the item belongs in this buying order. For Pandemic Legacy seasons, edition, language, seller included contents, and exact product code still outrank a convenient checkout button. Open one new rules envelope at a time. Let the table feel clever before asking it to feel comprehensive. What is inside each purchase path, and what does each product change? Pandemic Legacy, Season 1, the best first legacy campaign for most groups. This is the first complete experience in this guide. Campaigns contain irreversible components and spoilers. Pandemic Legacy, Season 0, the more intricate spy campaign follow-up. Add it only after the table can explain why the more intricate spy campaign follow-up is the missing job. Season 0 adds systems that make it a poor universal first campaign. Pandemic, the repeatable cooperative foundation. Add it only after the table can explain why the repeatable cooperative foundation is the missing job. Used copies may be partially consumed. These are not interchangeable cartons. Each exact ASIN has one job in the collection. Foundation, added player count, broader geography, deeper systems, or a specialist convenience. Product photos and official rules references are shown at reading size, so edition marks and included components can be checked before checkout. When a box is an expansion, its matching foundation remains mandatory. When it is standalone, owning the older game may still be useful, but it is not a rules dependency. That distinction prevents the two most common purchase failures: buying an expansion with nothing to expand and replacing a complete game with merely newer packaging. The edition name dependency and direct Amazon identity were checked together. Compatible and standalone are not synonyms. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy beginner, read only when instructed. Curiosity is not worth breaking a reveal. Regular, record unresolved clues. A campaign log protects continuity between sessions. Advanced, preserve flexible upgrades. Specialization before the campaign reveals its pressure can trap the team. Expert, debrief the loss. The useful question is which decision created the cascade. Debrief the reveal that recontextualized the previous month. Name the decision that created it and the rule or timing window that remained muddy. 5 focused minutes will improve the next session more than buying novelty to cover an unresolved teach. This ladder cross-checks the official rules structure against recurring owner questions about on-ramp quality, system density, narrative tone, scheduling, permanence, replay limits, and campaign administration. Community experience is synthesized in Puzzlewick's voice, never disguised as invented first-hand play or an anonymous quotation. A 3-session path from unboxing to confident play. Session 1, learn the loop. Use the prologue or opening rules exactly as written and appoint one person to read only the instructed card or dossier. Keep optional modules closed, play legal turns, and record only the rules questions that actually interrupt a decision. Session 2, remove friction. Use the setup photograph, assign component zones, and practice the record unresolved clues habit. The goal is a clean start and finish, not a more elaborate table. Session 3, earn the next layer. Apply preserve flexible upgrades and debrief the reveal that recontextualized the previous month. Only then decide whether the next product in the ladder solves a repeated limitation or merely extends the shopping phase. This schedule protects the reason sealed dossiers, permanent changes, and a calendar convert cooperative logistics into a private television season for one table. It also gives a buyer enough evidence to return, wait, or expand without mistaking launch excitement for long-term fit. Mastery is 3 cleaner decisions, not 3 more boxes. What is the real table, hosting, and solo commitment? Hosting. Schedule the next 2 sessions before opening the first dossier. Campaign momentum is a real component. Solo. One person can control several roles, but campaign discovery and discussion are core pleasures. The invisible budget is new copies, a stable group, spoiler discipline, session records, irreversible choices, and enough calendar space to finish. That workload predicts whether Pandemic Legacy Seasons returns to the table more reliably than the excitement of opening it. Invite the group the game was designed for, not the group you wish would become different after seeing the box. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Campaigns contain irreversible components and spoilers. Season 0 adds systems that make it a poor universal first campaign. Used copies may be partially consumed. For Pandemic Legacy Seasons, Amazon review patterns were used as a secondary signal for recurring packaging, component, complexity, and expectation failures. Ratings and isolated quotes are not frozen because listings merge and the useful signal is the repeated problem, not a moving decimal. A credible warning predicts who will regret the purchase and why. A complaint that merely describes sealed dossiers, permanent changes, and a calendar convert cooperative logistics into a private television season for one table is not a defect. It is evidence for the who should skip it verdict. Common misconceptions, corrected before checkout season zero is not a prequel tutorial. Losing a month is not campaign failure. A used legacy copy is not equivalent to new. This pandemic legacy season's record was checked July 30, 2026. Product identities and availability can move. Puzzlewix Publishing audit rechecks direct Amazon identity, while dated publisher sources preserve the rules and compatibility baseline for the next refresh. The Puzzlewix shelf plan for pandemic legacy seasons, season one, is the emotional and mechanical on-ramp. Season zero is the richer second campaign for players who want aliases, surveillance, and Cold War espionage. Before adding pandemic legacy, season zero, explain which repeated table problem it fixes and how that changes sealed dossiers, permanent changes, and a calendar convert cooperative logistics into a private television season for one table. If the answer is still more stuff, stop with the first verified box. Current verified Amazon options, pandemic legacy, season one on Amazon, pandemic legacy, season zero on Amazon, pandemic on Amazon final verdict. Season one is the emotional and mechanical on-ramp. Season zero is the richer second campaign for players who want aliases, surveillance, and Cold War espionage. Frequently asked questions, should I play season two between them? Release order is coherent, but this direct choice still favors season one before season zero. Can season zero be played first? Yes, but it is a heavier introduction. How many sessions are in a campaign? Expect a multi-month calendar structure with repeat attempts possible. Can players change? Possible, but continuity and shared knowledge are part of the appeal. What is the safest first purchase for pandemic legacy seasons? The best first legacy campaign for most groups. Start with the exact edition linked in this guide, play it repeatedly, and add another box only when the table can name the missing experience. Should I buy every product in this pandemic legacy season's guide at once? Number the sequence is a stopperware ladder, not a single cart. Buy the first complete experience, then let repeated play justify the next box.